The college has been grappling with financial problems for several years, with all of that apparently because there are just fewer students around than there used to be. There have been cuts at the margins, some buildings closed and sold, senior faculty persuaded to retire, other cuts. Now it's public with a protest on Thursday, just as the college is gearing up for the return of students on August 31st. They'll be coming back to a college which is laying off 96 people, including 25 teachers, and eliminating some thinly populated majors. Those layoffs include tenured faculty, something higher education isn't supposed to do because tenure is supposed to be a protection against layoffs or firing. It's being fueled by a blizzard of written statements, with no one on either side apparently willing to talk. Yesterday, WBFO tried to reach top administrators, the leader of the American Association of University Professors, which represents faculty, and even the local chapter of the College Alumni Association. No one returned phone calls or emails. The situation is likely to be clearer as August 31st approaches, since that's when students are supposed to return for the start of the compressed semester in these COVID days. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.